the transcription feature, Superman!
Look,
it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth on the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, are visiting the ranch of a wealthy Indian oil man called Comanche Joe. Many strange accidents have happened on the ranch, and each one has been preceded by the lonely cry of a coyote. As our last episode ended, Comanche Joe, convalescing from burns sustained during a fire at the oil wells, had received a message saying that when the coyote howled three times, he would die. We find ourselves now in Comanche's bedroom at the ranch house. His brothers of the Comanche tribe are seated in a circle on the floor, beating drums to ward off evil spirits. Outside the house, many other Indians stand guard. Listen.
Look there, Kent. The edge of the moon over Sugarloaf Mountain. Somehow I have a feeling my time has come.
Comanche, I tell you, you're...
Listen. There it is.
Oh, move, doggy.
That is the second time. When the coyote howls three times, I die.
You've got to hold on to yourself. You mustn't let this thing get the better of you.
It's no use, Kent. There's nothing we can do against this thing. When the coyote howls... I'm going to die, Kent. I'm going to die.
Quiet. Won't do anyone any good to get excited.
How will I die? How will death come for me? And why doesn't it come? A coyote has howled three times. Wait. Who put out the light in here?
What's happening? The window. Someone, something has come through that window. I heard the gas break. I know there's something in this room. A scream. Right outside my window.
Come, we go.
Wait here. Kent. Where's Kent?
Right here, Comanche.
Where have you been? Did you hear that scream?
Yes, it came from right outside your window. We'd better see what caused it.
Yes.
There, look. Your men have gotten hold of someone. Someone lying on the ground outside your window.
Oh. It's an Indian brave. What could have happened to him? What was he doing so close to my window?
We'll soon find out, I think.
Yes, bring that man forward. Who is this man?
We not know. Him not our tribe.
Let me go. Let me go, you hear?
No, he's not a member of the tribe. He's not even an Indian. Comanche, I think if you dig down beneath that war paint and that Indian costume, you'll find one of your cowboys, a man called Tex.
Tex? Why, of course. Tex, what's the meaning of this? What were you doing outside my window? Why are you dressed like an Indian?
I'll tell you anything. Anything you want to know. Just keep that thing away from me. Keep it away from me.
What are you talking about? What thing?
Whatever it was, come through that window at me. I was standing out here, looking in through the window, when sudden like the lights inside went out. The next thing I know, this thing crashed through the window at me. It come right out of your room, through the window. Its hands went around my throat. I thought my neck was busted. I never did feel anything so strong before.
Is that why you screamed?
Yeah, I thought I was a goner sure.
Something crashed through the window from my room. What could it have been?
Eagle, huh? In shape of man.
What's that?
In your room, we beat drum. We call spirit who saved little laughing squirrel. We call spirit of eagle in shape of man. Spirit of Superman.
Superman? Kent, do you think it might have been that?
I'm afraid I don't put much stock in things like that, Comanche. What I'm more interested in knowing is what Tex was doing outside your window before this thing, whatever it was, hit him.
Yes, you've got something there. All right, Tex. If you know what's good for you, you'll talk.
I'll talk, don't worry. I ain't taking no more chances, Comanche.
Yes, you what?
I was aiming to...
You were aiming to kill Comanche, is that it?
Kill him? I don't know. All I know is Rawson, give me this blowgun.
Rawson? That blowgun?
Let me see that blowgun. Oh, this is how Dusty met his death.
You mean to say, Kent, that Dusty was killed with a blowgun?
Yes. Just as you might have been killed if something hadn't happened to prevent it. Here, have a look. See, there's a small dart, hardly more than a piece of thorn. No doubt coated with something deadly poisonous. That's why we found no wounds or other marks on Dusty's body. Rawson probably opened the window of the living room where we were standing at the time without our knowing it and blew the small dart at Dusty. Just as Tex here was going to do with you.
Why, you blasted murdering...
I didn't know how to kill you. Rawson put me up to it. It was Rawson, I swear.
Then it looks like the first thing we've got to do is to get Rawson. You, my brothers, some of you hold this man prisoner. The rest of you come with me. Come on, Kent. We're going to get our hands on Rawson and get to the bottom of this killing business right now. Open up in there, Rawson. Open up. All right, we'll have to break the door down. Lend a hand here, Kent.
Okay, Comanche.
Come on.
He's not here. There's no one here.
So I see. I wonder if he's... Oh, the devil, he's escaped. He must have heard of Texas capture and skinned off into the hills.
But he's only got a 10 or 15 minute start, Comanche.
That's true, but we could never find him in the mountains.
Why?
He's a good woodsman. He'll be covering his tracks all the way.
Comanche become like paleface. Comanche forget what Indian know.
What are you talking about, my brother?
Us, your brothers. Us capture Rawson.
But how? Even you couldn't follow trail that Rawson's taken pains to cover up.
Maybe he's got another idea, Comanche.
He's so. Maybe it take time. One day, 2 days, maybe more. But we get him. We get him.
Are you sure?
You wait. You see. Other show. Other show.
Bent on following some plan of their own for the capture of Rawson, Comanche's Indian brothers leave him. Kent and Comanche return to the ranch house, where a surprise awaits them.
Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed Jones.
Hiya, Comanche. Just arrived back here a little while ago. What's all the ruckus?
I'll tell you about it later, but how did you get back here?
Yes, and where's Jimmy Olsen?
Why, he's the reason I come on back here tonight. Doctor says he's fit enough to be moved back to the ranch house tomorrow morning. But he says we'll have to use a gas buggy. Can't have the boy traipsing around on a hawk. Well, I don't know how to operate one of them gas buggies, Critter, so I thought I'd get Comanche here, or you, Kent, to drive over for him tomorrow.
Why didn't you telephone?
Well, I wanted to get back here so I could finish up working on that bow and arrow set for Jim. Have it ready for him when you bring him back here tomorrow.
How about it, Kent? Will you drive over in the morning?
I'll drive over tonight if you don't mind. I'm kind of a little anxious to see Jimmy again.
I don't blame you. All right, Kent. We'll get the old buggy out and brush it off so you can drive over tonight.
Meanwhile, off in the hills, Indian tom-toms begin to beat. All through the night, the strange drumming of the tom-toms is heard. The dawn breaks over the mountains. A weary and anxious Rawson rides alone through the wilderness.
They've got me. Them Indians and their blasted drums have been circling me all night, drawing in on me closer and closer. I'm completely surrounded, by a circle of Indians getting closer to me all the time. I'll never be able to get through. Well, there's only one thing to do. I'm heading for the cave. I've got a carbine and plenty of ammunition. I'll be able to hold them off for a while anyways. Maybe something will turn up. But if it don't, well, I'll get a lot of them before they get me. Get up there! Get up!
Comanche, them drums has been beating all night and all morning.
Yes, Tumbleweed. Now I know what my Indian brother meant last night when he said they'd capture Rawson in time. From the sound of those drums, they've got Rawson encircled. It won't be long before they'll have him.
And what you say, we ride on up there. I want to be there when they get their hands on Rawson.
You say Rawson is in that cave?
Yes, so, Comanche. Rawson in cave. Rawson, good shot. Him kill first man go near him.
He's got the advantage, all right. The entrance to that cave isn't very large. No chance of getting in without Rawson getting the drop on you. Well, I'll have to chance it. Rawson's a good shot, but I may be able to get him before he gets me.
I reckon as how you got that wrong, Comanche.
Now, wait a minute, Tumbleweed.
I got to settle with Rawson for what he did to little Jimmy. This is my job, Comanche.
The man who goes in there after him, Tumbleweed, probably won't come out alive.
I know that. But somebody's got to go in after him, and it's going to be me.
Now, hold on, Tumbleweed. I've been the cause of all this trouble.
We're wasting time, Comanche. We'll toss a coin. Whoever wins goes in after Rawson. That okay with you?
All right.
I'll toss the coin. I'm calling heads, Comanche. Heads it is.
Now, Tumbleweed.
Don't you worry about me, none. I've been itching for this chance for a long, long time.
You better take my carbine.
Carbine? I don't have no truck with firearms. If I can't put an arrow through Rawson's heart, I don't deserve to come out alive. Rawson, can you hear me?
I hear you all right.
I aim to give you one chance for your life.
come on out of that cave and come quiet, and you'll get a trial below.
You want me to come away? You'll have to come in and get me.
That's what I was hoping. Rawson, here I come.
Bow and arrow in hand, Tumbleweed Jones moves slowly, carefully toward the entrance to the cave. Rawson, carbine ready, waits to put a bullet through his heart. Can Jimmy Olsen's friend possibly emerge victorious? And what can Superman, unaware of Tumbleweed's danger, do to help? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.